Okay, a couple of interesting things. Well, I thought were interesting with effects. So I don't know if it was on here or on the list. We're talking a little week or two ago about changing the default behavior when you open the effects chain window when there are no effects on there. So for people who want to copy and cut effects across or whatever. So getting rid of that add, getting rid of it defaulting to the add dialog when there's nothing there. And obviously there's the setting where you can go and change that. But if you like that behavior of have it most of the time it just opens with the add, but you just want to open the effects window to paste some stuff in, so you've nothing on the track, you haven't gone into no effects on the track, you haven't already gone in and changed that setting in settings so that you don't get the add dialog. So typical behavior when you hit F is you get the add dialog. If there's no effects and you hit bypass, hit B, it brings up the effects chain and it's empty. So you can just cut and paste stuff in there, or paste stuff straight in there without having changed that setting, which I thought was kind of cool. I've been meaning to get around to changing that setting, I never have, and yeah, just hit bypass instead, and if there's nothing there and there's nothing to bypass, it'll say, "Hey, here's your window. There's nothing in it." So yeah. Also, re-queue. Always thought with the high pass that the queue, the bandwidth, didn't have any effect in re-queue. It seems it does. Now I don't know if that's a behavior change or can't remember why I thought it didn't do anything. Like I know the gain is not relevant. But the queue is, it does affect the slope. I thought you had to stack them if you wanted to make it a sharper slope. But no, you can use the queue.